can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's the big homie Kodak, big homie's house. Got the homies in the building. Got my dog back in the building with me.
Hello.
Big homie JoJo, what's popping?
You know, just chilling.
You got some company. It's a lot of Memphis shit going on right now. It's a lot of Memphis shit going on. It's cool when they do it. Yeah, what's popping? Finesse two times in the building.
What's going on? What's going on, man? How y'all feeling?
Hey, man, we amazing, you know. Despite the weather, we out here vibing.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all for having me, though.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, welcome to the program. You know, it's not really going to be an interview. We're just on here kicking shit. We're just having conversations.
No more.
Yeah, you got comfortable then. All right, shit, say less.
Kicking.
We got to be uptight.
We kicking shit. Okay.
For sure. Jojo, what you want to start us off with?
Oh, my God. You want to start with me?
Yeah.
What's up? I get toxic. I'm very toxic.
Like so, what?
I just talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talk a lot of shit. What part of Memphis you from?
All over.
All over?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm from Raleigh.
Okay.
Yeah. You went to school?
Yeah, I went to school.
What school you went to?
I went Northside, Wooddale, Alternative, Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Pyramid. Yeah. Well, I went to Craigmont. Well, okay. All right, so I guess let me see, because I got a whole bunch of stuff.
Hold on. What? Are you about to get the toxic? All right, you know, before we get into that, We normally start off with things going on in pop culture and society. Talk about, you know, what's going on the porch. And I feel like you may have a little bit more insight in this because this team is a big fan of yours, apparently. But the Jackson State Tigers.
Right.
Yeah. They said, hey, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Fuck them.
Yeah.
What do you think? That situation over there at Jackson, like, you know, just in the involvement of the culture with Jackson State University, how do you think that has affected the campus over there? Because it's not just Finesse. It was a whole bunch of people involved over there, not Deion Gone.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, I ain't never really been into sports.
Really?
Nah.
Not at all?
Not at all. I ain't never really just, like, I know the main people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The legends, the stars, but I never really just been into it. I know he a legend.
He was courtside at the Grizz game. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just putting on for the city.
I feel that though. That makes sense. And you know, y'all going crazy, so you had to.
Yeah, I was just putting on for the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won, but it was a good game too though.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can watch it, but it's like I don't know who is who.
What?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot going on in sports. Unless you a sports fan, it's gonna be hard for you to keep up. So I get it. I understand. You keeping it real.
Yeah.
You keeping it real. But that's all.
But
that's
overall, I do appreciate their love and support. And you know what I'm saying? We supposed to meet on an occasion, but I end up having a wreck or something in front of us, and we were late, and a lot of stuff got canceled that day.
Yeah.
So. But I'm still gonna meet him. We still gonna, you know what I'm saying.
So you gonna pop up? You gonna pop up in at Colorado?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up. I'm gonna
see. Are you really gonna pop? Well, it is Denver.
Yeah, Denver. You know, shit, it's a very welcoming city.
It is.
Wait, hold on. It's not Denver. It's Boulder. It's close.
Well, you can't get high there for free. I mean,
yeah, you can smoke in Colorado.
Yeah, legal.
I smoke for free.
Yeah, it's legal.
You be smoking for free? All right, well, shit, we need to be at the Finesse two times Colorado concert. We need to be. Deion put niggas on. Anyway.
So you trying to go?
Relax.
You had a whole attitude.
I'm still, but, you know. Look,
no, let's get into it.
No, we can't get into it. Because he's not into sports.
We talking about Deion, the fact that he left an HBCU.
Oh, I thought the shit was weak.
Talk about it.
Yeah, I thought that shit.
That's how you feel.
I thought that shit was weak.
Trying to pull up on him in Colorado though, is what I'm saying. Like if you ain't gonna fuck with him, don't fuck with him.
Nah, I can't. He'll call me cap.
He not going to the Colorado thing. He don't fuck with Deion.
Oh man.
Damn. I fucked up fucking with Georgia. Go on to your toxic shit, man.
Why? I'm just saying. Okay, look. So I get toxic. But actually, first, I need to ask you a question.
Ooh.
Let me me ask you a question. Yeah. So there was a clip on social media where you said you don't like females that talk all hard.
Yeah.
Well, give me an example of like a female talking hard to you.
Like yesterday, I had somebody tell me, "Hold on, fool. You a female? How the fuck? How you gonna call me a fool? Don't call me. That ain't ladylike. You don't call me no fool.
Be a fucking lady, Chocho.
Yeah, like what the fuck is you talking about, fool? Then she said, "Fool." She ain't even put the L on the end. She was like, "Fool."
Yeah.
In a text message. So I sent back "fool" with a question mark, and I ain't text her no more.
Dang.
Is she blocked?
Yeah.
Damn. Nigga, just like me. I appreciate that, dog. You gotta be blocked. Hey, you gotta block a hoe to send a message.
No, hold on. That's just lingo, though.
No.
No?
No.
So it seems like she just got too much, what, testosterone?
Yeah. Yeah, like you don't wanna get to the point where, like, a man, you would scare a man like that. A man, now, boys and shit, like, one thing about women, they like boys. They call boys men.
Straight so like up. if she drink like
I to know what's the, yeah.
Hold on, I got like she drink like whiskey and Jack Daniels and shit.
Okay,
you think that scare a nigga off?
Nah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, some people be
nigga want that shit to get wicked, man.
But I mean, motherfucker drinking Jack Daniels, a woman that drink Jack Daniels, shit. I don't know. She probably fight.
No, check this out. If I go to the club right now, if I go to the bar and I order me a shot of Hennessy, everybody gonna look at me crazy.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, they gonna be like.
What type of time shorty on?
Yeah, like young.
But once upon a time, Hennessy was popping like, oh, like that.
What if she pull up on you and she drinking Hennessy and she smoking the black?
No, the black got to go.
So no cigs, no blacks.
What about a vape? What about a vape?
The vape is better than all this shit.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah, hit your vape. Don't hit no cigarette or no black and mild.
Nah, I agree with you. The cig is dead. It's
it ain't
dead.
Old with four, but
bro,
it's
you know
like,
how you smell after a cigarette?
Yeah.
You smell a cigarette for like 12 hours after.
I don't want to deal with no man who smoked no cigarette.
Could you kiss a nigga in the mouth that smoked the cigarette?
Nah.
Exactly.
Black and mild, though, probably.
No.
Yeah, like.
A black and mild worse.
I have a confession. I used to smoke black and mild.
Yeah, I done smoked the black and mild before.
Them motherfuckers but so heavy. And I was in college running track.
Damn.
Was you winning?
The mini ones?
Yeah. Nah.
The big one?
Yes.
You a dog, wood tilt?
Yeah. Well, at first I was regular. And then, like.
Wine?
Nah, then I switched to wine, wood tilt.
You a gangster? You tough. You a tomboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I had to ask that question because it's like, I need to know if I'm scaring these niggas off.
Most definitely.
You think so?
Jojo, you are scaring the niggas.
Yeah.
Check my DMs.
The survey says.
They sit right up in them DMs. They can't wait.
Because they don't know you smoke cigarettes. I mean, black and mild.
I smoke black and mild. That was a long time ago.
What you smoke now?
Oh. I smoke. You should see what I smoke.
Vape?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got to be specific because you smoke a lot of shit now. Yeah, you gotta be specific.
Okay, so my question is, how you know that you just didn't make that woman, like, maybe she didn't feel like she can be in her feminine energy with you? Maybe she just feel like she had to be.
Because there's something that's supposed to come natural. It's supposed to come natural being a lady. Like, no matter what type of person you're around, you're supposed to be a lady. That's just like me saying I ain't gonna be a man just because I'm around a certain person.
I think somebody's environment and how they were brought up can make a person, like, hard. Because, say, for instance, say, I dealt with different types of men, and they were just assholes, or they was just homies, or they talked to me like I'm a homie. So now, that's just how I talk, or whatever. The only reason why I say that is
it's
because
on you.
I'm at a point in my life where I keep telling people, I keep saying, like, I want to get into my feminine energy. Like, because I want to be able to be soft with somebody. Like, be that, hey, babe, or little stuff like that. Because I don't talk like that. I say just the same shit. What up, fool?
See, don't.
But, what's going on? That's how I
say it. Look, bro, JoJo type nigga
like,
dapping
like
you up.
It might just be a certain type of dude you ain't ran into yet that, like, make you want to, you know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the female, type of female I'm talking about, like, and then my thing is this, like, if I'm telling you, like, we ain't going to do that. If I give you a warning, like, we ain't going to do that, like, don't talk to me like that. And I'm respecting you. I'm giving you the utmost respect, so I'm asking for it back, you know?
Yeah.
So Is it if you got to work on it, I'm cool with it, but don't just consistently do it and then especially think it's funny.
I can see that. The other day I was talking to this guy and I asked him how he was doing. I said, "How you doing?" And he was like, "I don't really like asking people I don't like people asking me how I'm doing, or I don't like people asking me if I'm good."
Right.
And I'm like,
"What?" They going through something. He fighting demons.
I don't like that. And I told him, I'm like, "Well, I just want to know if you're okay, like, cause I care if you're okay." We had that conversation. That was it. 2 days go by. I hit him up. I said, "What's up?" He said, "What's up?" I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "I asked you not to ask me that out of respect, but this shouldn't even be a conversation or a discussion." I was like, "Damn, he just fucking read me."
Yeah, got your ass, bro.
He just read the fuck out of me.
What the fuck he going through?
I don't know. But what you think? You think that's fucked up him to say that, or you think I should have just took it for what it was that he said?
You should have just, because.
I'll tell you what it is. That nigga trying to get rid of you before Christmas. Because that's some basic shit. Nigga said, "Don't ask me how I'm doing." He trying to cut his Christmas gifts down. Mm-mm. That nigga on a budget.
He wasn't on the Christmas list to get gifts from anyway.
So you got a Christmas list of niggas to get gifts from?
Hell yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Got a list of people.
I got a list of niggas that's on the Christmas list of to get Christmas gifts from.
So if a nigga on that list and don't get you shit. So if a nigga somebody was talking to like in this year, you think you feel like even like an ex, you need to get your ex gifts?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm celebrating my 30th this year. Right. So I'm gonna have all my old hoes, my new hoes, everybody. I'm
just wanna get in her feminine energy.
Like, it's my 30th, like
you can't wanna get in your feminine energy.
Huh? Yeah.
You burnt out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you will.
I'm right where I need to be.
But you all right though.
I'm right where I need to be. Don't worry about it.
You're going to be all right.
I'm good now.
how she... You good?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm good.
You're going to be all right.
These is like... These niggas that I used to fuck with. Like that... You know, like, when you rocking with somebody, you don't always got to cut them off completely. Like, if you rocking with somebody and you really rock with them, they gonna fuck with you. Now, some of the guys I haven't heard from like, months or maybe even a year or so.
Wait.
If I tell them straight up, like, "Yo, what's up? It's my birthday. I'm having a birthday celebration. It's my 30th. They fuck with me. They gonna be like, "Bet, I'm pulling up on you." And I'm like, you know, it ain't gonna be.
So it don't matter what their situation is. Like if they got somebody else.
We just cool. I'm not inviting you.
So if your nigga if your nigga got his ex.
Bingo.
Something for her 30th. That'd be acceptable for you?
I'm not in a relationship.
I'm talking about if your nigga.
She flogging.
What they do
she
ain't got nothing to do with me.
She
like,
flogging. She flogging because get what? The moment old girl throw that demonstration, she gonna be looking off somebody fake page, off a fake page.
I don't do that.
It was.
I'm not that girl.
I don't know. You don't know. You a tomboy. You might not. Cause I don't do no lurking.
I'm not that girl. He the lurker.
See, men don't supposed to lurk, dog.
It's not lurking. Hold on. Wait. Let me tell you what.
You supposed to not. If you catch your girl, you supposed to just walk up on it.
Let me tell you what it is.
If you in that phone, that's different.
Let me tell you what it is. Because it ain't no fake page. I look from the radio station page like, "Damn, why the radio station looking at my story?" But no, what it is I just want to check and make sure you still doing as bad as you was when I left your ass.
We talking about lurking.
I don't give a fuck what you got. I just want to make sure you still doing bad. I want nothing but evil on your
life. But why would you want that?
Because fuck her.
I get it.
Fuck her.
I get it.
Black is the type, he don't fuck with you. He wish everything just burned down. Like, he just like that. I don't know. He just like that. That's funny. That's so funny, but it's true.
I'm dead ass serious. Because fuck you. I'll be the most hating shit I ever did, dog. This is a while ago. I went and got there and reported all these pictures that she had up of naked on her page. About to get you out of here.
Damn.
Fuck your Instagram. You're gonna have to start this whole bitch over. Mark's your selling pussy. Get this bitch out of here.
He's so dead. He dead ass. It's okay though.
I was mad though. I don't do it no more.
We all got our little shit that, like, you know, it ain't, you know, you throw it off in the head.
Yeah.
You
just, everybody throw it off.
Yeah.
You ain't never did no throw it off shit.
Huh?
You ain't never did no throw it off shit.
Like what?
Like somebody else think it's
like you, like a moment, like it's probably a moment, like, you know, like what Shump said, like everybody had like a little a tenth of a second of being a hater.
No.
No. See, we not talking about a hater. We talking about just throwed off.
Just throw it off shit. Yeah, well, it's, like, just, it's different like person
you,
to person.
Like you just wonder. You just got mad at somebody and you just like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck, I'm reporting your shit.
Yeah.
No.
Let's see, what would I don't know what I would do. I'm not the type of girl that's going to mess your clothes up and mess your car up and do nothing like that. What am I going to do?
You fight niggas.
I ain't even going to say it because it's going to be too fucked up. And I'm already burnt out. So I ain't trying
you to most definitely out. Burnt out.
Nah, say it. Go ahead.
I be trying to rip your soul out your motherfucker.
Oh, you going
to
do something personal. Yeah. You going to get that nigga.
Take it to where like you going to.
You gonna get out of nigga cousin.
You gonna be like, this motherfucker. I used to be like that. Yeah, thank God for growth. So I would say I'll be thrown off like that. Like that little get back you
did. You see somebody hitting a homeboy.
I wouldn't
don't no nigga be caring about that.
I wouldn't hit a homeboy.
No. I don't think niggas care. Women believe otherwise. That's not saying you, but I've heard that shit before. Like motherfucker.
But
like,
you got some tender dick niggas out here who will care.
No, for real.
Yeah,
you got some niggas, but I don't know. Y'all got me on the show, so I'm speaking from my.
Yeah, you speak from your experience.
Yeah, I ain't can.
You don't care about nothing a girl do to get back at you.
Nah, the only thing she better not do is put her hands on me. Like, I don't care if she hit me or something, I'm cool with that, I right, go on about your bitch. But if, like, she post some hot water on me, I my sleep, or,
No, I feel like that's
like,
that's cause for goddamn self-defense.
Yeah, most definitely.
Goddamn rock bottom your ass.
I had hot water poured on me before.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm. None by who?
Shit. None of domestic shit.
How the fuck is that anything but domestic?
It wasn't domestic.
She don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was just like it happened, and it wasn't domestic though. But yeah, that shit ain't nothing.
Yeah,
yeah. So y'all.
Yeah. God damn, I can't believe I'm burnt out. Can you explain what that means? That ain't talking about like my vagina.
It ain't right? No. No, it's like it's your man. It's your.
Like, y'all told she was real through. She was drugged through. They just don't come.
No,
over
no. I mean by like your mentality.
Oh. My mentality is burnt out?
Yeah.
Oh,
like you mentally burnt out.
Yeah, I'm over it.
No, you ain't. Nah, you ain't. If you gonna know when you over it.
I'm definitely over it.
Nah. Because you a woman and you ain't being who you is.
These days, I've met a lot of men who like to be chased. Or are those boys?
Nah, it could go both ways.
Okay, yeah. Like, they want you to be like, pursue them and what are you doing? And let's hang out. And where we like? That's a
what?
Lot. Like dudes be wanting. How you figure that? To chase them, unless the nigga probably just don't want me. Probably.
Yeah.
It be a lot of dudes you done ran across like that.
Here in Atlanta, yeah.
Oh.
You say they want you to chase them?
No, I didn't have my share of like niggas being super thirsty and like trying to holler at me, and I'm just like, but.
Yeah.
And I also had my share of men that's like, they want to be chasing. They will even say it. I was seeing on social media, like, I'm not chasing no females. All I chase is bread. Like,
all that shit.
Type shit.
Right.
Nah, you meet somebody you like, you're going to chase them. But,
you think so?
Yeah, for sure.
What are you chasing for, though? You chasing for the relationship or you chasing for the
pussy?
Sometimes, nigga, might just be, like, sometimes, nigga, it might just be lust.
Yeah.
What extremes you willing to go for some pussy?
Extremes?
Yeah, like pussy you really, really, really want.
I know, bro. Damn, you one of the only few people that know about that shit. Yeah, that's crazy, dog. It's fucked up. But nah, the most I do for some cooch, I don't know, because I'm not gonna go out crazy.
Why it got to be the most he'll do for some? Why it can't be what's the most you would do for some dick?
You can ask me that question, but you didn't ask the question.
No, but I'm saying why it seems so original.
What's original?
About you saying it. Like it just rolled out.
Oh, because we talking about, I just want to know, like the extremes that somebody would go for. Some
what's
extremes?
The extremes
but
you
women,
do?
Yeah, but like why women think that this is okay, just.
Crazy.
Oh.
The most, absolute most, over the top.
Damn.
You fight over it?
Wait. Are we talking about pursuing or are we talking
that what you
about,
said, pursuing.
Yeah, pursuing. I'm doing the most. I'm not finna fight no girl over some dick I ain't never had before. No.
But you want
but
it.
But you will if you had it before.
Yeah.
It just depends.
What it depends. What it depends on.
How good it is. I've never fought over a man before.
What we just like, hold on. What we just say like if
but
if
you will.
I feel like it's in me that if I get the right one, I'm probably gonna beat the fuck out somebody.
We just said if you ain't, if motherfucker never went crazy over you, your sex is probably not all that. Mm-hmm. And that's what you said, right?
Yeah, I go crazy for sure. But yeah, I go to extremes if I'm trying it. That's what I want. Probably.
Now, what? Now, answer.
Like,
okay. Mm-hmm. All right, now, this make more sense.
The most I do for some coochies, pay for it. But I ain't met no coochie I pay for yet.
You ain't met no coochie you would pay for yet?
Yeah.
Yes, you have. You just say in their budget, probably.
Been said 2000. What?
I'll just keep watching your OnlyFans.
Hey,
bitch.
Man. I'm gonna Google your shit. Okay. Probably the X videos after that, bitch. Hell no.
Ooh, not you said. That's so funny.
Cause why?
You think $2,000
a lot? That's a
lot. For some ass?
For some ass?
You think so?
Nah.
It's not a lot.
Shit.
You know some women who probably been charging and made more than that? You
yeah.
Say the name, but okay, so what's the price?
They can get up there.
Like what?
Tens and 20.
Ten, man, nigga, please. Hell nah.
You crazy.
Hell
niggas
nah.
Niggas is paying that, though. If you got it, you really trying to smash her, you going to do that.
Because I feel bad as hell.
Man, like, niggas buying cars and houses. Y'all see it every day.
So is that shit
normal?
Y'all see it every day. Like, y'all seeing it. Y'all seeing it. It's just, we just having a conversation. And I don't seem like it, but they doing it.
We know they doing it.
Jets. You know how much it costs to fly a jet? 50, 40,000. One way, so, and niggas doing it every day, right now. Somebody got a bitch in the sky. Straight up. Straight up. So, first class.
So, you, do there be like undercover girls selling pussy, or you know exactly who the girls be selling pussy? Like, you can tell on Instagram, like, yeah, she definitely selling pussy.
I think everybody.
I'm
about to say, I think everybody sell
everybody.
Pussy with the right price.
I think everybody will sell pussy for the right price.
Everybody. These motherfuckers don't be having jobs. Shit, they be...
You say everybody.
Everybody. You, yeah. So you think this motherfucker that like nice shit is going to turn down the opportunity to get nice shit? All she got to do is... All she got to do is suck a dick.
No, listen.
She was going
to
suck dick anyway.
I just think it's just the type of female because I ain't sold no pussy. Not like, give me some money and then let's go lay down, let's go fuck.
Because you ain't never met no nigga that told you, hey, I'll give you $10,000.
I don't know.
I ain't got
you
nothing
know.
For you. So
you don't.
Know.
I, but.
Oh, you talking about.
I'm not saying you got nothing for me.
Well, you pointed, but no, I'm saying, so you have. Somebody.
I'm saying I got them type caliber niggas that's like, oh, yeah, yes.
Oh, I thought you was looking at me like a nigga done told you that before. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
So, nigga, so you got niggas that and you just didn't do it. Exactly, you got a headache. You thinking, yeah, but I'm saying, so you get this every, yeah, but like sometimes it just be like that with men, not with me, but like with men, they will.
No, I know they will. I got somebody in my DM right now. I used to fuck with him. And I don't fuck with him no more. We had sex before in the past. This nigga's trying to pay me.
He trying to clap them cheeks for the cash.
No, he trying to pay me to eat me out.
Yeah.
And hey, you said no.
How?
Cause I used to talk to you like.
Yeah, I get it.
JoJo's not about her.
You
paper.
Was doing that. We was doing that for like for free type ish.
And it gets weird once the money come.
Huh?
So you was doing it for free. You let him eat you out for free. But when he put, hey, I want to compensate you for your time. Now it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Cause now you a weirdo.
How? That makes sense.
Nah.
I don't like it. Cause it's like you couldn't keep me then, like.
He's not trying. A nigga that's paying is not trying to keep you.
No, it's just the only way you want to like bring me back around is to pay for it, and I'm good on that.
How many times he asked you that?
A lot.
He probably would just freak out at the time.
Horny.
Yeah, what? Like when he be asked, like being. Sometimes I find myself asking my baby mama the craziest thing when I'm freak out. But then the next day, I'll be like, damn, why I ask her that?
Unsend.
This somebody who always in my DMs, like, every day type shit. Like, it's weird. It's creepy. We used to talk, and now it's like, you can't stop fucking with me. I don't like it.
Did he hit before?
I said that. We had sex before.
Oh, so that shit made him crazy. Big Homie's Kitchen. All right, let's talk about the project. 90 days. What's the significance of 90, like that specific number?
It came from everything I accomplished within the first 90 days of me being out. Uh-huh. And we actually named that tape. We actually named the album 90 days, like the 92nd, 93rd day that I was out. You know what I'm saying? We were just sitting at the conference table talking about everything that I had accomplished. Since I had been home, we were like, damn, like, we accomplished this in 90 days. Mm-hmm. So we were like, damn, we should name the album Net. Like, it's strong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because how much we accomplished in 90 days. So we stuck with it and ran with it. So that's the whole, like, everything that I done, like fresh out the feds. Like, since the first day I got out, it's been like, go. And it just climbing.
So 90 days, and of course, the banger single, we got to say this shit probably one of the songs of the year, Back In.
Yeah.
Did you expect that song to be as crazy as it was? Like, when you went in the booth and came out, you're like, damn, I just did that shit. Or was it just like a surprise to you?
Yeah. Yeah, what? I knew it was going to be banging. Oh, okay. Yeah, I already knew it was banging. When I heard it, I already knew. That's why I'm the one chose it. I was supposed to shot that video first.
Yeah.
But Get Even sound made more sense of a first day out song, like Get Even, like I'm back, Get Even.
Yeah,
I wanted to record Back In first because I wanted some Back In. So right after that, I was like, I'm ready to do Back In. I dropped Back In. I already dealt with my Knicks. It was a no brainer.
Yeah.
Did you anticipate Back In to go crazy on TikTok?
No. Okay. See, that part I did.
Artists be saying like they
Specifically
for TikTok.
Yeah.
Specifically. But when you made this, you was like, you didn't even know.
No.
Somebody was gonna grab it and just.
I wrote this in jail. I ain't even know nothing about
TikTok. Okay. Yeah. So you just saw these people just doing everything to this song, talking about their personal experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn.
Yeah. So about these jail songs, right? So I was watching your Big Facts interview.
Yeah.
And you have a big ass stack of paper.
Right.
With everything. Like, how many songs is on this?
On this album?
No, I mean, on this, like, have you written?
Yeah. I probably done got out probably about 50, 60 on them, so it probably still about 400 songs. Hmm.
That's a lot of music.
400 songs?
That's a lot of music.
You plan on producing this music?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff recorded. I'm just taking my time, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Music that you drop, is that music that you wrote in jail?
Yeah.
So none of it is when you got out?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, everything y'all hear, I wrote it. It was premeditated.
So with the beats, how that go? Like, how does it go with producing the music? Like
I can hear the beat and know I got a song for that beat.
Cause you just did like a freestyle like acapella a month or two ago, right?
Where
I'm trying to remember, it was, I forgot, but I remember I was watching it and I was like, damn, this thing.
I was sitting at the table.
Yeah, you sitting at the table like you was banging the beat out.
Yeah.
So you damn near like doing all this shit in your head.
Yeah, it's a natural tempo.
Yeah,
it's a natural tempo that you can't lose. Like either you can slow it up, or slow it down, or speed it up.
Okay.
You can't lose with the tempo in my head.
And you write for others too, right? Like
I have.
You have? So do you think there needs to be as much scrutiny on like artists having writers, or should that just be accepted as a part of the musical process? Because a lot of people now is like, you know, songs getting leaked, people talking about, oh, this person wrote this, such and such.
And they're trying to take credit for them as an artist.
So do you think having writers weakens your... a bit like your resume as a rapper?
No, man, just get your money. I feel that too. Just get your money. I wouldn't care.
Would you have somebody rap a song?
No, I mean, because I know how to do it.
I mean, but if they had like...
And one thing about me, like, I've been doing it so long, I'm stuck to the... Like, I have to mean it. Like, I literally had to been through it, like, because you gonna, it gonna come out different. Like, you gonna hear the hunger.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna hear it, like, you gonna hear it come from my gut. Like, when I'm speaking, you gonna know, like, he wrote that. It's his. This is his life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you got a writer, it's like, all right, you bumped it, but that ain't you, though. But you bumped it, you know, and you rich, or you eating, so.
I mean, but what's more important, being able to bump that shit or writing that shit yourself? Like, because a lot
writing
of people...
Writing that shit yourself.
Who does that matter to, though? You?
Yeah.
You think that each individual artist, it means more, that song means more when you actually write it? And...
I don't know, I gotta kind of revisit that thought, because it's songs that Beyonce, people like Beyonce, ain't right, but when she sing that shit, it sound like she feel it, like, especially like on that little old school movie. See, that was a good ass movie. And that shit, man, like, I was just sitting in my phone, and this shit was on TV, and I was just a music head anyway. I never seen the movie, but when I heard it, I'm like, damn, it made me look at it, like, and I was like, damn, she's singing that motherfucker with some passion, like she wrote this shit. Like,
could you pen some R&B records?
Huh?
Could you pen some R&B records?
Yeah.
You slide one Beyonce?
I mean, I'm almost positive, yeah.
Shit, I feel that. So, of course... Repping Memphis. What has been the key to Memphis's rap domination in 2022? Because it don't feel like it's slowing down no time soon.
Man, I think it's the hunger. Like, it's so small, like, and everybody else, everywhere else so big, and, like, everybody done had their chance. Like, everybody, like, it been the same places who been hot. And it's just how the game go. Like, the tables turn. And no matter how long it take, it's going to turn. And it's just... Memphis time to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The younger guys generation in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, to do what they do, and they doing it.
Okay.
Say that Memphis is running the rap game right now?
Yeah.
I would too. For sure.
Yeah.
All time, if you have like a rap versus Atlanta versus Memphis, who's taking it?
Huh?
All time.
Before you ask that one, give me your top three artists. Favorite artist from Memphis?
From Memphis?
Yep.
You know, I'm going to say Yo Gotti first, then Project Pat, and then, from Memphis. Who I bump from Memphis on a day-to-day basis? I had to say Player Fly.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up. I like them. That's real Memphis shit.
It definitely is. But yeah, all rap versus all time. You had Atlanta versus Memphis. Who you think will take that?
Rap versus?
Yeah, like, you know how they be having the versus battles with the hits? If you had the best of Atlanta versus the best of Memphis, who you think would take that?
Who would be on it? From Atlanta. It's hard. You got to understand, Atlanta roster still bigger than Memphis.
For sure, that's what I'm saying.
We only talking about Memphis being hotter just right now. Yeah. But Memphis, you can't even... Like, it's hard. Like,
Atlanta got a lot of history.
You got Memphis out of it. You got rappers out of Atlanta who went diamond and shit. So you can't even.
Yeah.
You can't even put them up against nobody.
No, I think definitely this year and shit, maybe 2023 moving forward. Like, you know, because sometimes the runs in rap last for years.
Yeah.
It's not a flash in the pan type thing. It's not. And so many people like yourself, Glorilla. A lot of people coming out of the Memphis rap scene, you know, they looking like they got longevity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Well, shit, man. We appreciate you coming to kicking it with the homies, dog.
I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Yeah, this has been a great conversation. You know, big homie JoJo back in the cut. How you feeling? You good?
Yeah.
You have any advice?
Birthday?
In 20 days.
Yeah, it's her birthday month.
It's her birthday month.
I got a question for you, because she didn't ask earlier.
What
if you find out somebody you was talking to was keeping clothes from their ex?
Clothes. See, you got to understand one thing about me, man. I'm a player. I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
No.
You ain't talking about that?
Because when we were talking, when we ain't talking no more, it just, I don't care about nothing you did or done.
Good. See?
or doing or none of it. Like
I'm saying, she
doing,
got
doing, did, done.
I'm saying this shit. She got this shit now. You talking to her now, and she's still wearing her old nigga clothes.
And she's still wearing her old nigga clothes.
Yeah.
How I know? Because he used to play for the Atlanta. What I'm doing, asking them type of question.
Like, damn, where you get this big ass hoodie from?
Yeah, what I'm doing, asking it. I know that's a nigga hoodie.
You don't ask why she got it on.
No, I know whoever hoodie it is spanked her. I'm a gangster, I ain't dumb. I know what's going on. I'm a realist, bro. Like, I ain't finna lie to myself.
I'm so glad, because it ain't that big.
That's fair.
Because I ain't throwing my shit.
And then again, I ain't gonna even be Judge Milner. It might be her uncle's. He might left it over here. I don't know. I'm not finna ask.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
you, she
gotta
burn it.
Yeah, burn that shit, dog. Burn that shit, dog.
Man, trifling shit. Like I come over there and this Magnum wrapper or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's egregious, nigga. I'm saying
this. It got to be foul. Yeah. I don't care about the little small shit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It got all to right, be cool. Foul shit.
I'm keeping it memorabilia.
You smelling it? She's smelling it. That's why. That's why.
I wear some good cologne, so I can understand why a woman would keep my shirt.
Man, I don't wash that bitch so many times. You ain't
no cologne.
I'm sleeping with it though, with that shirt on. For sure.
And memories up.
Nah,
they just.
If I fuck with a nigga and he play for any sports team, I'm keeping that shit. Any jersey. Any of that. I might even wear that shit one day to piss my nigga off.
You see. Do you have any advice for women that
sucker
are burnt out?
Sucker buster, hoe truster.
You have any advice for women that are burnt out?
Huh?
You have any advice for women that are burnt out? How they can be
going. Yeah, just keep on going. You got it. You got it.
Ladies, if you out there burnt out, if you're one of the burnt out female homies, there's hope for you. We got a big homie Finesse two times.
Yeah.
Big homie JoJo. Big homie Kodak. Big homie Sasha. We gone.
Yes, sir.